This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Hundreds of thousands of Hong Kongers from all walks of life and all ages marched on Sunday against a legislative bill that would allow people to be extradited to mainland China to face charges in the largest demonstration the city has seen in years. The protesters carried banners condemning the proposed law, which would modify Hong Kong's Fugitive Offenders Ordinance. Critics say China's legal system would not guarantee the same rights to defendants as they would have in semi-autonomous Hong Kong. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday claimed that Mexico, for many years, has not been cooperative to curb the surge of migrants traveling through it to reach the United States. But he believes a new agreement will alleviate the problem. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
President Trump has been trumpeting the deal on Twitter, saying Mexico has pledged to take strong measures to reduce the flow of Central American migrants into the United States. The State Department says those measures include expanding a program that sends back asylum seekers who cross the border to Mexico while their claims are under review, and the deployment of Mexico's National Guard along its southern border with Guatemala. President Trump says that will include some 6,000 Mexican troops. The State Department adds Mexico is also taking what it calls decisive action to dismantle human smuggling and trafficking organizations. Ben Thomas, Washington.
In his tweet Sunday, Trump warned that if for some unknown reason Mexico does not staunch the flow of Central American migrants heading north to the U.S., we can always go back to our previous very profitable imposition of tariffs on Mexican exports sent to the United States. But I do not believe that will be necessary, he added. There's now going to be great cooperation between Mexico and the USA, something that didn't exist for decades. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin said Sunday that President Trump would be perfectly happy to tax more imports from China if the U.S. leader cannot reach a trade deal with Chinese President Xi Jinping when they meet later this month. "We've stopped negotiating," Mnuchin said, with the next steps depending on Trump's meeting with Xi in Osaka, Japan, at the G20 meeting of world leaders at the end of June. Trump has already imposed tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, but now is weighing whether to tax an additional $325 billion worth of Chinese products, a move that would encompass virtually all Chinese goods exported to the U.S. The world's two biggest economies have sparred for months over a trade deal, but have not been able to reach an agreement. Sudanese police fired tear gas to disperse protesters in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, during a civil disobedience campaign to demand civilian rule. The Sudanese Professionals Association, which led the demonstration that spurred the army to topple President Omar al-Bashir, said the civil disobedience campaign would continue until the military council ceded power to civilians. Protesters on Sunday built roadblocks made of tree trunks, tires, and rocks in the capital's northern Bahari district. Markets and shops are closed in different towns and cities. Opposition and protest groups urged workers to stay home after security forces stormed a protest camp last Monday. At least 113 people have been killed since then, doctors close to the protesters said. The Sudanese Health Ministry puts the death toll at 61. In a case that has raised widespread alarm among journalists, a prominent Russian reporter detained on drug dealing charges has been released to house arrest. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
The tiny Himalayan kingdom's lower house of parliament voted overwhelmingly on Friday to repeal provisions that said what is referred to as unnatural sex is illegal. The bill still needs to be passed by the upper chamber. The New York-based Human Rights Watch says it welcomes Bhutan's action to end the criminalization of same-sex relationships. Bhutan's move follows similar action taken by nearby India last year, where the Supreme Court decriminalized homosexuality by declaring related British-era laws unconstitutional. I'm Sarah Bassett.
That was a report about efforts to decriminalize homosexuality in Bhutan. Police across Kazakhstan have detained dozens of protesters as the country holds a snap presidential election, with the chosen successor of authoritarian ex-president Nursultan Nazarbayev expected to win easily. More than 100 protesters were detained in Kazakhstan's largest city, Almaty. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.